positive confession does not heal someone. It is the word that has been digested in you to cause you to have been transformed already. Satan cannot create anything. Everything is copied. Everything is duplicated, perverted, and twisted. The idea and the concept comes from somewhere. It's in scripture. It says Isaac went out into the fields to meditate the whole night. Something caused him in meditation for his eyes to be opened to see destiny. Now, in no way am I advocating Eastern meditation. My question is, what did Isaac go and do when he meditated in the field? How did Moses, it was at the tent of the tabernacle, how was his posture when God came walking towards him? When the Bible says that he looked and he saw God walking in the flesh, if I may, which we call a theophany, with two men with him, two angels with him. Some say it is the Trinity that came walking. What mode was he in to be able to have seen that? Listen to this. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. And if you look at mind and state, it means yetzer, which means my imagination is focused upon you, not mind, imagination. There's a difference between imagination and your intellectual thinking. A lot of people worship God and serve God out of an intellectual thinking and not out of their imagination. You cannot worship him out of an intellectual mind, because you will reason the whole time the supernatural. That's where the Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. The word heart is dionai, which is yetzer, which is imagination. Imagination is a spiritual vehicle given to you. Imagination is something that scientists and neurologists cannot get a conclusive point on it. They could see the activity, but they don't know how it forms. Because they've had people who's lost the part of the brain where their thought imagination comes from. Yet the person can still imagine. The heart has micro neurons. That is why you get something called a broken heart syndrome, where somebody's heart can be broken. So that when they say a person imagines, he not only imagines or thinks in his head, he imagines and thinks in his heart. That's why the Bible says the imaginations of your heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So that tells you there's a place, an imagination that you can tap into your heart. That once you touch into that, you become what you imagine, what you put your mind and your yetzer upon. Every single day, all the time when I'm alone, many times when I'm with people, my mind will stay upon him. I will think about him. I will speak to him in my spirit all the time, to the Holy Ghost all the time. If I sit in front of somebody, I'll be with the Holy Ghost. I'll be like, what do you want me to say? How do we do this? When I'm alone, all I think about is the church. All I think about is the kingdom of God. 2 Timothy 2 verse 26. That they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. So there are people in the church, even here today, those who are watching, that have been taken captive by Satan to do his will in the church. Satan has three ways of working. He himself can inflict something on someone, or his demons can inflict something on someone. Then he has people that are taken captive by his will. Their mind has been taken captive. They destroy the church from within. Their mind has been focused on something else, not stayed upon Christ, not focused upon him. You know, Elisha said one thing. He said, stop the messenger at the door. When the king's messenger wanted to come to Elisha to say that the king is going to murder you and kill you, Elisha said, stop the messenger at the door. Because Elisha knew, and he said, the murderer is running behind him. Meaning, if you don't stop criticism about you, the one that will ruin you, that will discourage your spirits, is right behind the message of critique. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, so it is spiritual, mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. So he says the weapons we have is not fleshly. It is spiritual. It is mighty in God to pull down spiritual things, casting down imaginations. So if a weapon is spiritual and it is there to cast down something spiritual, your imagination is a spiritual place. Go with me to Philippians 2 verse 5. Let this mind, dionai, which is imagination. So you have two words for mind. You have dionai and dialogismos. That is your intellectual side of your mind. So when the scripture speaks of mind and it uses the word dialogismos in the Greek, you know it's speaking of an intellectual mind. But whenever it speaks of serving God and spiritual matters, it uses theonai, which is your imagination. Let this imagination be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So let's go to Ephesians 6 verse 13. It says, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand that evil day. There is a day that is evil that will come upon every single person. You can go 20 years or 30 years and you're fine. And all of a sudden you're walking into the doctor's room and the doctor says, you know what, for 30 years already, there's this disease that is in your body. You've inherited it from your parents or so on, and now it's become cancerous and you got 2 years left to live. And you're thinking, if I didn't go to the doctor, he wouldn't have told me that. But what has happened there? You were struck with a day of evil. Your evil day has just arrived upon you. Now it is determined whether you are standing in the truth. What is in your mind? Because saying, I reject this sickness will not work. You know, I refuse to believe it. The Lord is on my... It's not going to work. Positive confession does not heal someone. It is the word that has been digested in you to cause you to have been transformed already. Where your mind is stayed upon Him. That it doesn't matter what the doctor says. Your mind is so saturated by the word. Because the word is alive and powerful. Once you read it, it has the ability to become alive inside of you. These are great books, but it's not alive. Then you read this word and it has some type of working on your senses. It has the ability to go into you, or all of a sudden, a day or two later, what do you remember? You remember the word. You don't remember something that you wrote. You remember something in the word that you read that all of a sudden has been brought to your remembrance, because the Holy Ghost will bring to your remembrance the word that is in you. So how do I overcome my evil day? This thing must be in me. Listen, meditation gets the word into you. Revelation gets the word out of you. But it can only be in you by meditation done the right way. What this word does is it makes somebody so solid, full of substance, that when you stand in front of them, you can see how secure they are. You can see their eyes is fixated, full of light. People feel uncomfortable around them. Why? The word. I want to give you the only solution to being prosperous and successful. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then, say with me, for then, you will make your way prosperous and have good success.